Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Creation is a work of God. Making an ocean is a work of God. Making a human being is a work of God. Making the kingdom of Jesus is a work of God. Making believers for the kingdom is a work of God. And God is at work today. He's at work in your life and mine. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, are the words of Jesus to those listening to him on that day. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is at work as he plants a repentant heart in each one. You and I have been filled with humility by our God. That humility which agrees with God's verdict about us, that we are people lost in sin, deserving his wrath forever. Now, by nature, we did not possess that humility. In the kingdom of darkness, we did not see our sin as being grievous at all. We did not see our sin separating ourselves from God. Then, in that condition, each one of us thought of himself as a good person, certainly as good as those around who fell within his eyesight, certainly ones with whom God ought to be pleased and would receive unto himself someday. Those expectations have been set aside. God has shined in your hearts with the light of the gospel. The same God who caused the light to shine out of darkness is that great God who has shined in our hearts. He has given us the light of the knowledge of the truth. What we had been unable to see, unable to discern about our condition, has now become clear to us. We have been able to cry out with a jailer at Philippi, "What must I do to be saved?" God has opened a heart to realize our lost estate. And God has shown us his mighty work. In setting our sins away as far as the east is from the west, he has permitted our own ears to hear the message of the angel to Joseph. "Don't be afraid to take your wife Mary home with you. Her child is from the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Our ears have heard those words, and our ears have received them into our hearts. We have learned to know Jesus as the one who lived the perfect life in our place that we could not live. We have learned to know Jesus as the one who suffered and died on that cross to bear the punishment for our sins. We have learned to know him as the one who is risen from the dead and through whom we too shall rise again. God has put upon Jesus the sins of us all, that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. What great things God is doing in our lives. The kingdom of God is present wherever Jesus is. And in the word about Jesus, his salvation has come to us and filled us. We are part of the kingdom. We are children of God through Jesus Christ, through the faith that is in our heart this day. We see Jesus for who he is, as the book of Revelation describes him, the Lamb that was slain to redeem us to God, the one who is worthy to receive power and strength and wisdom and wealth and honor and glory and praise. We see that with the eyes of faith. How great to be the people of God. The people of God in this moment, in faith in Jesus Christ, God's miracle working within us. We see now with the eyes of faith what could not be seen by the eyes of unbelief. Our great God, with all of his goodness in Jesus Christ that has come to us. Indeed, what a wonderful surprise it is in each one's life who discovers what God has done with him, that God has come to him and opened his eyes and filled him with faith and made him a child of his own through Jesus Christ. We have been made new people in Christ Jesus. We've been given a repentant heart. We've been given faith in Jesus. And by this great work of God, we as his new people find sorrow in us over the sins that we do in life. His Spirit at work within us And we find within us now a love for our God, our great God who has first loved us. We find the stirrings of love within us for one another, that we can forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven us. Last Sunday, I heard a gentleman returning from El Salvador who shared that the people of El Salvador, after 9 years of civil war, are making peace with one another. Not a mandated peace by the UN, not a mandated peace by the force of weapons on one side or the other, but he saw that so many had become filled with faith in Jesus Christ, they wanted now to forgive one another and live with love with one another. That's the great things God does in his people. It's what he has done in you and me. That we're able to take the wrongs of life that come to us and set them aside, saying, God handles justice. I forgive as God has forgiven me. We then are fountains, fountains of God running over with his love that he has given to us. And we are proclaiming that great love of God about his kingdom to those who are around us. We're bringing God's great love to mankind everywhere. How blessed we are. We are the poor in spirit, for we have received the kingdom of God. Amen. And the peace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus strengthen us for every good work. Amen.